KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees. We do look forward to be continued partly cloudy today with a high around 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest at around 6:30 this morning of 48-year-old Darrell Eugene Bredberg of Emerson. He was taken into custody in Red Oak on three warrants, a bench warrant from Montgomery County for two counts of delivery of methamphetamine, the cash bond for which was set at $100,000, and two Mills County warrants for criminal mischief in the fourth degree and driving while license denied. The total on those charges, $2,600 bond. Bredberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail. Officials say high winds hampered firefighters' efforts to extinguish a fire in a huge assisted living complex that was under construction in West Des Moines Monday. The Des Moines Register says the four-alarm fire was reported around 6 p.m. Fire officials say about a dozen construction workers were in the 200,000-square-foot building at the time of the fire, but all were able to escape safely. The facility west of Jordan Creek Town Center had been set to open this fall. City Fire Marshal Mike Witzel says winds gusted up to 45 miles per hour Monday and drove the fire and put neighboring buildings in the area at risk. Police in northeastern Iowa say a one-time boxer and suspect in a deadly botched armored car heist late last month is now charged in a fire that destroyed a well-known Waterloo restaurant. 29-year-old Kevin Cruz Salaveras was arrested Monday on arson and burglary charges in connection with the March 5th fire that gutted the Wishbone restaurant and bar in Waterloo. Police say security video shows Cruz and another person breaking into the restaurant and coin-operated machines before setting fire to the restaurant. Days later, police say Cruz was part of a group that hatched a plan to rob an armored car outside of a Waterloo bank. The robbery failed when guards opened fire, wounding Cruz and another man and killing Bryce Miller. Well, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 39-year-old Renee Ann Hanrahan of Red Oak was arrested Monday morning on a warrant for fraudulent practice in the first degree. Hanrahan was taken into custody at her home and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where her cash bond was set at $10,000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers Monday said that on Wednesday, Clarinda Police Department K-9 Rako and his handler, Officer Robert Reed, started patrolling in style thanks to the Clarinda Foundation. Brothers said the Clarinda Foundation was instrumental in assisting the department in establishing a canine program back in June of 2017. And at that time, a 2011 Chevy Impala was retrofitted to accommodate the canine unit. It was functional, he said, but not an ideal situation. Well, today, Rako and Officer Reed are patrolling together in a 2020 Ford Police Interceptor patrol vehicle equipped with a modern kennel and many other auxiliary items needed for a canine patrol. And that's thanks to a $23,286 grant the department received from the Clarinda Foundation last year. Brother said the patrol vehicle should suit Officer Reed and Rako for many years to come. In his press release, the chief said if it had not been for the generosity of the Clarinda Foundation board and donors, this would never have been possible. The Clarinda Foundation, he said, has been a tremendous supporter of the police department for many years, and the Clarinda Foundation has been a fabulous partner in our public safety mission. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said also late Monday morning that two students who absconded from the Clarinda Academy Sunday night were still at large and believed to be well out of the area. Monday morning at around 10:15, a woman reported to authorities that her 2002 Chrysler PT Cruiser had been stolen from her driveway at 709 North 15th Street in Clarinda sometime after 9 p.m. on Sunday. The vehicle was located Monday morning, broken down in rural Grundy County, Iowa, by the Grundy County Sheriff's Department. The vehicle had been bottomed out and the oil pan torn off from the engine. Damage was estimated at $5,000. Well, the Southwest Iowa COVID-19 Response Fund has granted funds to Cass County Public Health for the purpose of purchasing and delivering food to self-isolating individuals that are due to COVID-19. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said, "We have a number of volunteers and organizations partnering together to make sure all people who are isolating at home in Cass County will have access to food and food delivery. Our main goal," she says, "is to keep everyone home and fed no matter the income level." Individuals should contact Cass County Public Health Monday through Friday at 243-7443 with questions or for grocery and delivery needs in the county. Olson said some people may be able to pay in full for their groceries, but they need help with ordering and delivery. Some people may only be able to pay for a portion of their grocery needs. In any event, she said, "We're happy to help out in any way we can, and we want to thank all the community members who've already helping out, and they're grateful for this grant to support Cass County residents." The Southwest Iowa COVID-19 Response Fund is a partnership between the Iowa West Foundation, Pottawatomie County Foundation, and the Council Bluffs Schools Foundation. More than 1,700 Iowans have so far tested positive for COVID-19, and the governor said yesterday 43% of them had recovered from the virus, meaning it's been at least 7 days since symptoms began, and they've been fever-free for at least 72 hours. The state of Iowa has hired a University of Iowa College of Public Health to help predict when the turning point may be in COVID-19 and cases in Iowa. And Governor Reynolds says that models from other sources vary widely and haven't fully accounted for the steps taken here to limit the spread of the virus.
I want to open up this state, you know, as soon as we can, but I want to do it in a responsible manner. We don't want to open it up just to have to shut things back down again. So we have to be very consistent and, again, be relying on some data before we're able to do that.
The Associated Press reported yesterday the contract had been signed a week ago and forbids university researchers from releasing information about the work unless the state medical director approves. Governor Reynolds says that information will be released to the public at some point.
This is a model, and models are only as good as the assumptions that we feed into them. The University of Iowa has been a phenomenal partner throughout all of this. We look forward to taking a look at what some of those recommendations are.
The number of Iowans hospitalized for treatment of the virus increased about 8% from Saturday to Sunday. State officials said Monday that 43 Iowans had died of COVID-19. Almost 19,000 COVID-19 tests have been administered by the state since early March, and nearly 17,000 of those have come back negative. Well, Sioux City's police chief has confirmed he has tested positive for the coronavirus. Woody Gottberg reports from Sioux City.
Police Chief Rex Mueller says he is one of the members of his department that has tested positive for the coronavirus. The chief says he is in self-quarantine at home and that his symptoms are very mild at this time, and that he is doing well. It was revealed last week that several members of the Sioux City Police Department had tested positive for COVID-19. The chief is the only one to publicly come forward to say that he has tested positive.
And an Iowa sheriff charged with assault and domestic abuse also faces allegations that he harassed female employees. Calhoun County Sheriff Scott Anderson was arrested Sunday in the central Iowa city of Manson. A complaint released Monday says he dragged and choked his wife and then headbutted an officer while being arrested. Anderson applied for a court-appointed attorney. Meanwhile, a former county dispatcher in December had filed a civil rights complaint alleging Anderson harassed her and retaliated when she complained. Anderson is up for re-election. Officials have named the Iowa police officer who fatally shot a man during a car chase. The Iowa DCI on Monday announced Officer Ryan Livesay is on a paid administrative leave for the shooting. Livesay shot and killed 38-year-old Clinton resident Jacob Matthew Dow. Police say that Livesay tried to pull Dow over last week, but the man fled. Livesay chased him into a nearby mansion back to Clinton before shooting him. Dow later died at a hospital. Clinton County Attorney's Office will decide on whether or not to charge Livesay. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.